Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is The Child Who Brought an Open Umbrella for Prayer. The rains failed again then that year. It was the third year in succession when there was no rain. The crops had disappeared and the land was a brown swath of dusty rubble. There was famine in the land. People walked around like sticks, sans flesh, surviving on whatever ration was brought to them by trucks distributed by charities located in faraway lands. Desperate for help, the people of the village held a meeting under a big banyan tree that was as old as the village. "Let us pray," said an elderly man. "Only Allah can help us now." The faithful decided to hold their prayer in the open, late that night under the open sky away from the town. It was a full moon night, and the moon shone with its alluring brightness against a background of shimmering stars. The men gathered in a field by the river. The mullah, the sheikh, was there with his white turban, and there were the men who at one time were considered rich by virtue of the cattle, sheep, orchards, and cultivated land they owned. As the men formed neat rows for prayer, a child came running from the town, holding high an open umbrella over his head. The men could not but help turn around and wonder what was going on. Some were curious. Others were annoyed because the umbrella created a space between their shoulders where there should be none. At last, someone admonished the child. "Why did you bring the umbrella, oh foolish child? Don't you see there is no rain and we have come here to pray for rain? Only a foolish one would stand on a clear night like this with his umbrella open." "Yes," said the child, "I came to pray too. I'm certain my prayer will be answered and it will rain. I will complete faith in Allah. That is why I brought my umbrella." The man had a sense of shame. Each one looked to his right and to his left, and then he looked inside his own soul for that certainty of faith that was absent.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about them and take lessons out of them in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary life as Muslims. Well, our subject for this episode is about the concept of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes people do not believe what they see, but they try to attain their required knowledge and belief to get assured of what they have seen. This belief is called iman or faith in Islam. It grows in the heart and it is beyond what we can apparently be seen. Based on the religious aspect, iman means having a deep belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet, and whatever has brought about, the Prophet has brought to us. According to the Holy Book of Quran, examples of faith or iman are belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophets, what has been revealed to prophets, the day of resurrection, angels, and the unseen. Some people have conceded Islam and Iman to be the same, but some others believe that they are quite different. The Holy Book of Quran notes that belief has a higher value and position compared to Islam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا به ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم. The Bedouin Arabs have said, "We are believers." Tell them you are not believers, but you should say that you are Muslims. In fact, belief has not yet entered your hearts. Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 14. Islam and Iman have a number of levels, as the first level of Islam is accepting God's commands, and the first level of Iman is having a deep belief in monotheism, prophethood, and Islam's orders. Another level of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Iman is in trusting Him in every single moment of life. The 14th verse of Surah Al-Hujurat that we just recited revolves around a group of people who were apparently Muslims that were pretending to be of those who submitted and had true faith. However, not even the smallest amount of faith existed in their hearts. This group is known as hypocrites, whose danger is much more serious than that of others, since the Jews and Christians are the known and apparent enemies of Islam. However, the hypocrites are the undistinguishable enemies. Thus, the damage and injury that people at this level can inflict is much greater than the other group. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. We are talking about faith and its definition in the Holy Book of Quran. By studying the verses of the Holy Book of Quran in which the words Islam and man are mentioned in their various forms, one can reach the conclusion that in most cases the word Islam or submission is used as an opposite to shirk or polytheism, and Iman, that is true faith, is used as an opposite to kufr or disbelief, and fisq, that is wickedness. The lexical meaning of the word Islam is submission and humility, while the lexical meaning of the word Iman is assurance and confidence. Therefore, the meaning of Islam in the language of the divine teachings is the state of humility and submission to the creator of the universe, and that which is opposite to this is shirk, or polytheism, and ilhad, that is atheism. It should also be mentioned that an atheist is not humble or submissive to anything, whereas a mushrik or polytheist submits to idols, bodies, or things that have been fashioned by one's own hand. You know, that is a very important point. So, seeing as to how during the time when the Holy Book of Quran was being revealed, the meaning of a mulhid or atheist was a person who did not believe in a creator, and in most cases the word Islam was used as an opposite to shirk, and a Muslim was used as an opposite to a mushrik. I hope that all of us will strengthen our faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we reach this level and please our Lord with our submission. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Lantern. I bid you farewell until another episode, and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.